Nishmas Rav Nosson ben Yisrael HaKohen. And tonight also being the yahrzeit, according to many Mefarshim, tonight is the yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Yochai. So let's delve into one of the very famous halachos that Rav Shimon Yochai taught us. And that is obviously something that we hope should be a aliyas haneshama for Rav Shimon Yochai, and that he should be a melitz yosher on all of us. So we have a Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Gimel, the same Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Samach Zayin, the same Gemara in Sotan Daf Yud, as well as Bab Metzia Daf Nun Tes, where the Gemara tells us Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Yochai. We have a halach in the name of Rav Shimon Yochai. Noach Lola Adam Sheyapil Atzma Latoch Kivshan Aish. It's better. We have a big bonfire outside, so let's talk halach lemaisa about a bonfire. It's better for a person, says Rav Shimon Yochai, to throw themselves into a Kivshan Aish Val Yalbim Pnei Chaveira Barabim. It's better that a person should throw themselves into a fire than to embarrass somebody else publicly. Where do we know this from? Says the Gemara of Shimon Yochai learns it from Tamar. Why? What is the story of Tamar? Tamar was being accused of having an illicit relationship, and over here Yehuda was about to send her Otsiyuli Sarif. Yehuda Paskin the Halacha, Yehuda was the Avbezdin. He said you should take her out and she should be burnt. What happens next? Tamar doesn't want to embarrass Yehuda and say, you are the one who impregnated me. You're the one who did something wrong. It wasn't me. So Tamar doesn't want to say anything. So from there you see, says Rav Shimon Yochai, a halacha that it's better for a person to give themselves up to sreifa, to be burned at the stake, to be burned alive, than to embarrass somebody else in public. In fact, Rav Yosef Engel points out that we know the Yerushalmi tells us, Ein lemeidim mikodem matan Torah. We're not able to learn halachas from before matan Torah. So this is one of the questions. How do we learn a halacha over here from Tamar, who is kodem matan Torah? So this is an interesting question. It's not the time for that, because then we're never going to end. That's a sugya or cheves that has hashlachas, that has nafkaminas all over the place. However, we have this din from Rav Shimon Yochai that we take halbanas pnei chaver barabim very, very seriously. Not only that, we have in Pirkei Avos, Paragimel, called Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim, is one of the things in a whole list of different items that the Mishnah lists, that Alpha Pishayesh Biyado Torah Masim Tovim, even if a person is a big tzaddik, you sit and you learn and you do mitzvahs and you help people all the time. However, if you're Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim, Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. Says the Mishnah, one will lose the entire Chelek and Olam Haba if you're Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim. There's a tshuva that Rabbi Avadya Yosef wrote in his Yechaveh Das, where he discusses the whole issue of Purim spiels that we have in many yeshivas and many communities. We have a Purim spiel, we make fun of all sorts of people, and we do all sorts of things that we normally would not do throughout the year. So Rabbi Avadya Yosef vehemently argues that this is a terrible minig, this is something we should not do. Okay, so that's obvious. However, close to the end of the tshuva, he brings a very frightening story about the son of the Chassam Sofer, and he says, Ra'isi Kosev Sha'agon Reb Shimon Sofer, Reb Shimon Sofer was the son of the Chassam Sofer, Niftar Me'rov Agmas Nefesh. Reb Shimon Sofer, the son of the Chassam Sofer, passed away. You know why? Because of Agmas Nefesh. Ekev Divrei Albono Shehutchu Klapov Ayidei Rav Purim. He says there was a Purim spiel in his yeshiva or in his community, and they made fun of him, and he was so deathly embarrassed, literally, that he died from the Agmas Nefesh and from the embarrassment. Rabbi Avadya Yosef writes, Hashem HaTov Yechaper Ba'ad Zeh She'asa. Whoever did such a thing and is responsible, one has to be very careful. Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim is very, very serious. Sometimes it could even lead to death, as Rabbi Avadya Yosef writes. A person can get so terribly embarrassed that they're going to take their own lives for the psychological damage that's been done. The Marsham writes in his Hakdama to Chelek Yerodei in the Tshuvas, he writes an unbelievable story. Maisa b'chassid shote. What does it mean, a chassid shote? You have a person who thinks he's a big tzaddik, but he's acting like a fool. So we've all met such people. So here the Marsham gives a very beautiful description of such a person. He says, Shehech shivatzmo l'medakte v'halacha. Chassid over here doesn't mean a chassidish yid. Chassid means a person who feels that he wants to do midas chassidus, but he does it in a foolish way, that he doesn't realize there are sensitivities that you're supposed to have as you're being mekayim the mitzvah. So over here he says there was a person, Pamachas biyosa ben anashim rabim, the person found himself in a big arena with a whole lot of people. Roa b'neim adam nanas, he was so excited, he saw a midget in the crowd. He's so excited, how often do you get to see a midget? You're going to make a bracha mishana habriyas. He says, Nizkar, he says, I remembered, the Marsham writes about this person, he remembered that it says in Shulchan Aruch Simereish Chafei, that a person has to make a bracha mishana habriyas when he's kind of looking person, like a midget. Amar beliba lo v'chol yom is damenes bracha kazuli yadi. Not every day do I have this opportunity to make a bracha mishana habriyas. Umitzvah shabal yadi loach mitzena. I'm not going to waste time. I got to go right away and make sure to make the bracha. Ela kaimena b'simcha v'slavus of Rovim Hadras Melech. It's gevaldik. I have a whole group of people here, and I'm so excited, and I'm so into the bracha. And he says miyad nidchak ben akol. So he goes, he starts pushing everyone out of the way because he needs to get to this midget. And he says, Ratz v'tafas oso nanos kelulav. He picks up this midget like he was a lulav. You know, he picks him up. He's about to make the bracha with all the kavanas of his slavus. He goes and he makes a bracha with so much eslavas, with so much enthusiasm, and he says, Baruch atah Hashem, Mishana HaBrios, and the Marsham comments about this person, Oy lo l'chassid shota zeh shahafach mitzvah, that he took an opportunity to do a beautiful mitzvah that the Ribbono Shalom gave him, to thank him for every creation in the world, l'ritzicha. He flipped a mitzvah into... That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. He took a mitzvah. He took an opportunity to do a beautiful mitzvah, and look what he did. He murdered someone. He embarrassed him. Because of his foolishness, because of his lack of sensitivity, when you thought you were doing a mitzvah, you thought you were so behislavas about doing something the right way, about having kavanas and doing it, picking it up like a lulav, you lost all of your chelik l'olam haba. How careful we have to be not to be malbim pnei chaver baram. So being that malbim pnei chaver baram is something that we obviously take very, very seriously, let's look into it in the next couple of minutes before Myrith. Where exactly do we have the mucker? Where do we have a source that tells us that one is not allowed to be malbim pnei chaver baram? Yeah, we have the story of Tamar, but what's the pasuk in Chumash that tells us this? So the Rambam writes, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lo Sasei Shin Gimel, the Rambam writes, we learn it from the parsha of Tochacha. We have a mitzvah, Hocheach Tochiach HaSamisecha. If you see somebody doing something wrong, you have to somehow gently go over to that person and try to steer them in the right direction. And the end of the pasuk is, Velo Sisa Alav Chet. What does it mean, Lo Sisa Alav Chet? When you're going to tell, to chastise someone, when you're going to tell them off, to give them Musar, don't do an Avera as you do it. Meaning you're going to go and tell them off in front of everybody else. That's a terrible Avera. So you have to make sure when you're being Mekayim the mitzvah of Hocheach Tochiach HaSamisecha, Lo Sisa Alav Chet. Make sure that because of what you're doing, you're not going to cause yourself to do an Avera. In fact, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deus as well, Hadvarim Kavachomer, the Rambam says, Uma chote b'shasha machich ma'asa asr lahalben espana, of somebody who does something wrong and deserves to be embarrassed for what he did, we have to tell him what he did wrong. Still, the Pasuk says, you're not allowed lo sisa alav chet, you're not allowed to do it in an embarrassing way. Kavachomer adam kashem Yisrael, certainly any other regular member of Klal Yisrael, shalo b'shas tochacha, who didn't do anything wrong, ad kamatzarach lizar shalo ligrom lo halban espanim. How careful we have to be not to embarrass other people, how sensitive we have to be to their feelings and to their needs, that we should never lead ourselves to chalila, to embarrass such a person. The Chinuch disagrees with the Rambam, and the Chinuch feels, note that the Isser to embarrass somebody else is not learned from Ocheach Techiach HaSamisecha, rather it's learned from the Din of Onas Devarim. One is not ever allowed to bother other people. Onas Devarim is an all-encompassing halacha, which means you're not allowed to cause pain to other people. So embarrassing someone obviously causes pain to them, so says the Chinuch, that's where we learn the Din, that you are not allowed to embarrass somebody else publicly. So we have this halacha, we have mekoros for it. However, that still doesn't tell us, let's say the Torah tells us you're not allowed to eat chazer. Does it say it's better to throw yourself into a fire than to eat chazer? We don't find such a thing. Do we say that it's better to throw yourself into a fire than to go ahead and be mechallel Shabbos? We don't find such a halacha. So why is it over here? Where do we find that? That we have such a description that Rosh Hashanah Yochai gives us, it's better to be thrown into a fire than to be malbim pnei chaver barabim. Is that a halacha? Is that a halacha that we have to follow? Or is that a midas chasidus, that a person should realize the severity of what we're dealing with here, of malbim pnei chaver barabim, and therefore he goes, he says like a hyperbole, he says, no'achol adam, she'yapal atzmi, he says in such an exaggerated form that we should understand the gravity of doing such a of such an act. So it's interesting, if you look through Chazal, let's say you have the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. Gemara has a machlokes be Sham and be Silel, noach lo la'adam shonivra, noach lo la'adam shelo nivra. So there's a whole discussion. Obviously, it's a discussion in hashkafa. It's not a discussion in halacha. What are we going to do about it? It's better for me to be created. It's too bad. You're created. So what are you going to do? So obviously, when you have this phraseology, noach lo la'adam, sometimes it doesn't mean halacha. Sometimes it just means in yan musari. Sometimes it just means a hashkafa point, how we're supposed to look at something. Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra. Over here as well, perhaps, says the Meiri in two places. The Meiri writes, the Gemara doesn't really mean to say you have to be willing to give up your life not to be malbim pnei chaver barabim. No, noach lo la'adam just means it's a nice thing, it's a midas chasidus, and a person should realize the severity of being malbim pnei chaver barabim, that we're willing to take it to such an extreme and say that it's better to go into kivshon ha'esh than to violate this aver. That's the way the Meiri understands this lashon of Reb Shimon Yochai of noach lo la'adam. However, Tosis disagrees. Tosis writes in Maseches Psachim, we know that we have the big Shalosh Averis Chamuras. What is that? Avodah Zarah, Gilah Arayis, Shvichas Damim. Ask the Tosa Kasha. You have Avodah Zarah, Gilah Arayis, Shvichas Damim. One, you have a fourth. Why don't you say one of them is Malbim Tein Chaver Barabim? Right? Tosa's Kasha. If you're right that we say you have to be willing to jump into a Kipshon Ha'esh and not to be Malbim Tein Chaver Barabim, means I have to be willing to give up my life. So Tosa says, then we should have the big four. We should have number one, Gilei Rais, Avodazor, Shvichas Damim, and number four, Habanas Panim, not to embarrass somebody else. So you see from Tosis Kasha that Tosis understands that this is to be taken literally, that it means a person has to be willing to give up their life, so much so that Tosis was of the opinion that we should really say there's four Averis Chamurim that a person should be willing to give up their life. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva as well, that a person, this is considered under the category of Abizrayu, of a subcategory of Ritzicha, because when you embarrass someone, all the Gemara says all the red from their face comes out, so it's almost like you're killing them, so to speak. It's like a mini killing. So that's why Rabbeinu Yonah takes this very literally, and he says, yes, it's Yehareb Bal Yaver, a person has to be willing to give up their life, not to embarrass somebody else publicly. You see, the Rishonim are taking this seriously, they're taking it literally, that it really means a person has to be willing to go so above and beyond, not to violate the Isser of being Malbim Pnei Chaver Beramim. Shlomo Zalman takes issue with this whole discussion in the Rishonim, and he says, what do you mean? Let's say we know if you have somebody on Shabbos, if there's an issue of Pikuach Nefesh, so we're Mechal Shabbos. Let's say you see somebody running after someone else with a gun. So are you allowed to do something to make sure to stop that person on Shabbos? Of course. Why? Because that's Pikuach Nefesh.
A rodev.
So he says, ask from Shlomo Zalman, what about over here? If I see somebody who's about to get up and give a Purim Shpiel, embarrass somebody else on Shabbos, would you say, I'm allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, taking my gun and whatever I'm going to do to him, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? Are we going to take it this literally? Ask from Shlomo Zalman. Come on, how far are you going to take it? So Shlomo Zalman has all sorts of questions. What exactly does it mean over here? And also he says, does the person have a din rotseach that bala hargacha ashkem lahargo? You're allowed to go ahead and kill him if he's on the way to go embarrass somebody else. How literally do we take this? So this is a very important question that the Rishonim and the Acharonim toy with. The Aruch Laner talks about in the Binyan Sion as well. How literally do we take this Gemara? And basically the bottom line is that the Chazal and the Rishonim and Acharonim are seriously emphasizing this din. Whether you take it literally or you don't take it literally, that noach la'adam she'yapalatz v'lotoch kivshon ha'esh, either way, it's something that we take extremely seriously, and it's something that we don't take lightly at all. So Rabbeinu Yonah has a question in the Shari Tshuva. What's the punishment for a person who really actually goes ahead and murders with his own two hands? What's the punishment? Chayv Misa. Nowhere do we find that somebody who murders, even if it's on purpose, that he loses Chelek Olam Haba. So ask Rabbeinu Yonah a question, obvious question. How come when the Mishnah talks about Malbim Pnei Chaver Beram, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, you lose your Chelek Olam Haba? Why should being Malbim Pnei Chaver Beram be worse then Ritzicha Mamish? If I go ahead, Rachmana Litzlan, and I murder someone with my own two hands, and I did it on purpose, and I hate the guy, still it says, I get a Chelek Olam Haba, I'm going to get punished. I'm going to get punished bad. However, I still have a Chelek Olam Haba. So why is it when I'm Malbim Pnei Chaver Beram, which is Domele Ritzicha, it's a little bit like Ritzicha, why should that be worse? This is the question of Rabbeinu Yonah. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva, the reason why is because a Ritzeach Mamish, somebody who murders somebody else with their own hands, deep down, they have feelings of remorse, they have feeling of regret, they realize they did something terrible. And because of that, that's chatzi tshuva, that's half of the tshuva process, because they realize, deep in their hearts, they realize they've done something terrible, and they realize that they need a kapara for what they've done. However, explains Rabbeinu Yonah, when you have somebody who's malbim pnei chaver berabim, he doesn't realize how bad he just affected somebody else's life.
He enjoys it.
Not only does he enjoy it, but he doesn't even realize how much he's hurt someone, so he doesn't have any feelings of remorse. Because he doesn't even realize that he did something wrong. Cesar Ben Yonah, for that, you lose your Chelek L'Olam Haba. The only reason why Rotzeach gets his Chelek L'Olam Haba is because somewhere deep inside of himself, he knows that he did something wrong. Something inside of him says, even though I hated the person, I did the wrong thing, but still, I realized that it was the wrong thing to do, and that's half of his tshuva process. However, a person who is Malbim Pnei Chaver Berabim never has such feelings. If you put another Rabbeinu Yonah together with this Rabbeinu Yonah, you find that really Rabbeinu Yonah says the same idea in two different places. We have a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Memches, where the Gemara contrasts an Ashim Taloi and a Chatos. Ashim Taloi is if a person is not sure if he ate Chazer or not. So you can't bring a Chatos. I don't know if I did an Aveira or not. So you have a special carbon that you bring. It's called an Ashim Taloi. What's the halach if I violate a Mechal Shabbos? I have to bring a carbon Chatos. I know it was Mechal Shabbos. I have to bring a carbon Chatos. Ask the Gemara, why is it that when a person... I'm sorry, the Gemara says that the carbon that a person, the amount of money a person has to spend on the Ashim Taloi is a lot more than the amount of money that one has to spend on the carbon chattas. The Gemara says on a carbon chattas, you spend 2 cents, it's good enough. On a Ashim Taloi, you have to spend 48 times the amount of what a carbon chattas costs. Why is that? Ask Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos, and this is quoted in the Ramah in Ilchas Yom Kippur. Why is it that one has to spend more money on an Ashim Talui than they have to spend on the Chatas? Explains Rabbi Yoni, you know why? Because when I know I did something wrong, I feel terrible about it. I'm going to go to the Beis Hamikdash, I'm going to clap Al Chet, I know I did something wrong. I'm going to say, yes, I feel terrible inside of my heart, I know I did something wrong, and therefore I'm bringing a Karban, and I want the Rabbanu Shalom to be Mechaper for the Avera that I did. However, says Rabbi Yoni, somebody who says, I'm not sure, did I go to a Trefa restaurant? Okay, so God tells me, if you're not sure if you go to a Trefa restaurant, you bring an Ashim Tali. You're not serious about the tshuva. You believe deep down that you didn't do anything wrong. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Yonah, since you really don't feel that you've done anything wrong, that's why you need a much bigger kapara. That's why you have to spend more money on the Ashim Tali. So if you put the two Rabbeinu Yonahs together, this is the same idea. Why does Rabbeinu Yonah say over here that Malvim Pnei Chaver Baram is worse than Ritzicha Mamish? Reason why is because you don't feel any regret inside of your heart. You don't feel bad about what you did because you don't even realize how bad it is what you've done. And similarly, by an Ashim Talui, this is the same idea. Some Rishonim explain, why is it that we have a Eisha Sisha Zinsa? So there's a difference between a Nara Hamurasa. We say that her punishment is with Skila, which is the most severe of all the punishments of Misas Bezdin. Mashenke, when you have an Eisha Sish, Tachas Baila, she's married to her husband, she's living with the husband. She goes and she Zinsa Tachas Baila, the punishment is Chenek, which is a much lower Madrega of Misas Bezdin. Why is that? So Rashi on Chumash explains why. Okay, Rashi says, because Nara Marasa, the husband's so excited to be married to her, and you went ahead and you violated his excitement, so therefore you get a bigger punishment. But other Rishonim say, no, the reason is because the Nara Marasa doesn't even realize what she's done wrong. She thinks, I'm not really married, I'm only engaged, what's the big deal? I can do what I want, it's a joke. The Eisha Sish, when she's going having an affair with somebody else, she realizes, she knows, deep down, even though I'm enjoying this, but I realize I'm doing something wrong. And therefore, her punishment is not as severe, because she already has a shtikl tshuva, because she realizes deep down in her heart that she's done something wrong. They say from Simcha Bunim B'Pshischa that this is the difference also between you find the two Averas that Klal Yisrael did in the Midbar. They did an Aver of the Chet HaMeraglim, they did an Aver of the Chet HaEgel. Which one did they get a Kapara for? Chet HaEgel. They don't get a Kapara for Chet HaMeraglim. The Gemara says we are punished forevermore for the Chet HaMeraglim. Why is that? What do you mean? Chet HaMeraglim is much less severe than Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, Nochi Hashem Elokecha, you violated Aseres HaDibros. Chet HaMeraglim, what? Vayimasa Beretz Chemda, okay, so we weren't thankful, we weren't grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it's an Avera, but it's not close to Avodah Zarah, it's not close to the Egel Azov. Says Rabbunim Bipshischa, why is it that we got a Kapara for the Avera that we did of Chet HaEgel, but we didn't get a Kapara for Chet HaMeraglim? Explains for Simcha Bunim, the reason why is because the first Avera that Klal Yisrael did in the Midbar was Chet HaEgel. Then they felt so bad about what they did, they didn't know if Tshuva was going to help them. They had no idea. So they were sitting and crying and feeling terrible about what happened. And because of that, the Rabbanu Shalom said, you're going to get a kapar. Now comes a few months later, a few years later, they do a second Aver. They say, last time we did an Aver, we got away with it. God excused us for it. God gave us a kapar, so it's not so bad. So the second time they did an Aver, they didn't feel as bad about it. They didn't have such a guilty conscience because they realized the Rabbanu Shalom is going to be mechaper. The Rabbanu Shalom comes and says, you don't feel bad about what you just did? You don't feel the same feelings that you felt this first time you did an Avera? That's why this Avera is never going to go away. Yes, it's less severe in the Chomer HaAvera. Obviously, the Chet HaMeraglim is much less severe than the Chet HaEgel. However, still, because we didn't have feelings deep inside which made us feel bad about what had happened, we didn't feel as bad as we did the first time we did an Avera. Therefore, our Kapara was deficient. It wasn't as great. And just one last word before we dive in Marv, they say along the lines of Reb Simcha Bunim from one of the other Chassidish Rebbes, I don't even know how to say his name, Reb Yecheskel Mikuzmir. Is that how you say it? Yeah. So I think he said a word. The Gemara has a very famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, that says Sanhedrin Shero Kulam Lechoiva. So the din is, nobody walked out yet. So I always expect people are going to walk out. So it says Sanhedrin Shero Kulam Lechoiva. Sanhedrin, if they're downing up a case, they're not sure is the person Chayiv, is he responsible? He's not responsible. So it says, if everybody on the Bezdin says the guy is a murderer, he gets the death penalty, it says, Pochino Samayat, gets off the hook. What do you mean? It's a pellet. How can you say that? If everybody knows it's so obvious that you're guilty, that's the case where we're going to say you're innocent. What's that all about? So he explains the shtikla chsidishe pshat, but it's geshmak. He says the pshat over here is, what happens? Really, we should say that a tshuva is so powerful that if a person is shoved the tshuva, he can even get away with Misas Bezdin. Tshuva should be powerful enough that it can take away any avera that we've done, even the most severe, the most serious averas. However, we don't really know. We have to run a civil world, so we really don't know how serious and sincere a person is when they do the tshuva. That's what he suggests. So therefore, the Rabbanu Shalom set up a system that you have to administer Misas Bezdin when somebody does something wrong, because you don't really know what's going on in his heart. The Rabbanu Shalom will take care upstairs if he really meant to do tshuva or not. The Rabbanu Shalom will take care. But in our world, we have to give him Misas Bezdin because we don't know what was really in his heart. We don't know what he felt. Says Rabbi Cheskel Mikuzmer, that's only when a person, let's say you have a din Torah, everyone's sitting and fighting about the case. Some say he's chayiv, some say he's pater. I'm going to latch myself on to those guys who say that I'm patur. You see? You see? Yeah, you're going to give me a death penalty anyway, but you see, there were five people on the Bezin who thought I was innocent. I don't really have such a tshuva process when I have five people on the Bezin saying that I'm patur. What happens if we sit at in Torah and every single member of the Bezin throws the book at me? Every single member of the Bezin says, you are so guilty. You are so guilty. We can't even find one tzad schus. We can't even find one tzad, one angle to say that maybe you're off the hook. In such a case, imagine what a person feels like. Person walks away and he says, wow, really did something wrong. He has no one to hang his hat on. Not even one member of the Bezin. He can't even say, this person found something at this. Maybe I didn't do something so bad. When a person has an experience like that, explains to Rechesim Mikuzmer, that's why it says, Pochenosamiyad. You know why? Because you know when a person has a feeling like that, that his tshuva is such a tshuva shlema. Because you know he's so embarrassed. You know he feels so bad about what happened. And he has no one that's sticking up for him and no one that's taking his side. In such a case, Pochenosamiyad, because we know that he did a tshuva shlema. Anyway, what we see, the bottom line is that Halbanos Pnei Chaver Baram is something which is a very serious, very Hamadika Inyan, very serious Aveira, something that the Rishonim and Achronim, some of them take it literally. But either way, this is what Rav Shimon Yochai taught us. This is the legacy, mutav, that a person should be noach lo, l'hapil atzmo l'toch kivshan ha'esh, more than to be mam pnei chaver b'rami. He writes on that our trying to be mechazik in this idea should also be the tikkun for the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, whatever it means, shalonagu kavod zelazeh, but we should be mesakin that chet in some small way, and that all the great tzaddikim should be melitza yosher on all of us to bring the gula ha'asidah.